League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This interview is brought to you by Esso Synergy Supreme Plus 99, Esso's new premium high-octane fuel, which also cleans and protects your engine, leading to greater performance for your car. To find out more information, go to esso.co.uk. Right, let's get on with the podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the WTF1 podcast. I'm Matt, we've got Tommy, and we've also got two very special guests that you may have heard of before. It's Max Verstappen and Alex Albon. How are you both? Are you good? You're currently in Portugal, I imagine.
No, we're actually in Monaco. We haven't flown out yet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm going to skip the race. I didn't feel like it. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, we just put our shirts on to look good.
But, we just hang out in each other's apartments and just wear the branding and just walk around.
That's cute. That's really cute. I like that. Keep the camaraderie up. Now, F1 has thrown up a crazy calendar this year due to the current world situation. So we're going to be chatting through the new circuits, picking our favourite to join the F1 calendar, as well as Max and Alex answering some fan questions from you guys as well. Now, as we've got limited time, let's dive straight into what we'd like to see on the 2021 calendar that isn't usually on the traditional F1 circuits, the ones you'd expect, basically. So, Max and Alex, I want you to kind of have a think of one that you would choose. And I can see, Alex, you're already deep in thought, which I love.
Pondering.
I'll start with mine first, and then we'll get on to your tracks afterwards. So, I've chosen Istanbul. I think that...
We're choosing a track.
We're going there already. You can't choose a track that we're going.
Yeah, but it's not on the traditional.
All right. Okay. Okay.
So I used to love doing it on. I can see how the theme of this podcast is going to go.
Nordschleifen.
Oh.
Nice. Nordschleifen.
Yeah. Into the wall.
I'm trying to think of one, but like, I want it to be like weird.
You want
what
a weird
we'll
one?
Do,
I want
to what we'll
really
do is we'll dive into
an oval.
An oval.
Shall we dive into Istanbul first? Our thoughts on that, and then we'll get into Max's Nordschleifer pick. Apparently,
okay.
So obviously,
we'll go in depth.
Yeah, we'll go in depth. So we'll start with Istanbul.
Okay.
Let's talk about turn eight. Guys, how do you see that corner being taken today in modern day cars?
Easy, flat.
Eyes
boring.
Closed.
Eyes closed, wow. That easy.
Boring corner. It'll be a boring corner nowadays.
So you're telling me even free practice one, first installation lap.
First lap, one. You want to make a bet?
Out lap.
You want to make a bet that I'm going to go flat and I'll show you that it was flat.
You have to have your eyes
closed. We'll put it on the radio message.
Okay, we can try
that one.
I'll try that one in the sim first, and then I'll let you know if it's possible or not.
Okay, so you're testing it out first. That's probably a safer bet, isn't it? Rather than doing it straight in free practice.
We'll try one eye closed. The first one.
If I go like this, do you think my eyes are closed on the camera?
We're gonna get a camera to face you, and then make sure you wear a clear visor to prove it.
We're just going to be watching your eyes the entire time. So turn eight, you reckon's pretty boring, easy peasy, you know, whatever. In terms of this, generally the track, do you think it's going to be suited to modern day racing, or do you think it's going to be one that people aren't going to really remember?
No, I think it's going to be good. I think the layout itself is already very nice and it's fast, but also what I think helps is you have a few cambered corners, long straights, so the track is very wide. As well, so you can do a lot of different lines, so you don't need to drive in the wake of the other car in front of you. And I think that will people really thought Mugello was very tough to overtake, but because the track in some places, you know, you had the cameras, you could run a little bit outside of the wake of the other car. It seemed like that was helping a lot, so I'm expecting a little bit the same of Istanbul.
Yeah,
and you, Alex, do you think the same yet?
No, same thing. I think what's really important for racing is to be able to do different lines. And if you look at Turkey, the way it's laid out, you can always, you know, put a car somewhere else and kind of do that, whatever you want to call it, that synchronized.
On the straight.
like that's the weather. So yeah, I think with that kind of synchronized swimming stuff, it's good. It's good for overtaking.
I feel like that final sector is really good for switchbacks overtakes, because I'm assuming neither of you will have ever driven it, because we had this debate where until it got announced, we thought it was a car park.
I've no clue. I heard they have very good kebab though around.
Is Turkey good for hummus, or am I talking about Greece? Oh, my crazy.
I don't know, mate. I'm not interested in that. kebabs
and hummus.
Okay, all right. So
you can have the help.
What I've gathered from that is hummus and kebabs is what you're most looking forward to of the Turkish Grand Prix weekend.
Just kebab.
Just kebabs.
So everyone's hyped for turn eight, but you're hyped for the kebabs.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm actually really looking for. I've never been to Turkey in my life, so I'm actually really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And have my kebab.
And have your kebab. Can we please get Max a kebab?
Right, so let's move on to one of your tracks then, Alex or Max. Who's going to go next with
we'll
the track?
Well, Max already said his, so Nordschleife.
You can think a bit more about your track.
Yeah, I'll think about mine a bit more.
Okay, Nordschleife, yeah.
You genuinely would love to go around the Nordschleife in an F1 car?
Yes.
Imagine FP1 is going to be like 2 laps.
I mean, it's going to be amazing.
Q3, everyone's driving flat out to make the time.
Yeah.
You don't get like.
Yeah, you go out full set.
After
grid. Maybe you just start
just at like the end. Straight away.
Yeah, and then you start your lap. Yeah.
So, what time do you reckon you'd do it in?
What was the record with that LMP1 car? Was it five or six minutes?
Yeah, it's five.
Yeah,
five.
5:40. 30, 40, something like that.
So, another 20, 30 seconds of that.
I'd love to see the Nordschleife, to be honest. I guess you could get quite a few fans around there as well.
Bit of takeoff, bit of airtime.
No overtaking at all.
Yeah, it'd be a time trial, wouldn't it? It wouldn't be any overtaking at all.
You can pass. You know, it's quite no, but you know, there is a lot of flat out sections when you drive it with a Form 1 car, right?
But it feels like it's so narrow. I feel like you just put the car in the middle and then that's it. There's nothing.
Yeah, even that long straight.
We'll figure it out.
I think there will be a possibility. It's just absolutely separate.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
okay. Just so have DRS honestly, down the entire long straight.
Well, I think we will have a few DRS zones there on a lap. I think like 8, 9.
Yeah.
That would be good.
I think there's going to be a lot of people jumping on this bandwagon, Max. I think a lot of people would like to see F1 cars race around there.
Yeah, I don't know. How's that corner called where you literally take off? Not, I mean, I know Flugplatz, but the other one.
I know which one you mean.
I don't remember the corner names. Probably
turn 87.
Like Nordschleife and Die Hards was true now, but
turn 86 or 87. It's just
69, it was turn 69.
Alex, have you thought of one, or should we go to Tommy?
Let's go to
Tommy.
Go on, Tommy.
Go on then. Okay. I'm going to go for Sepang because I think that's underrated track. I'm not normally a big fan of the newer circuits, but I say newer. It's pretty old now, but that one for me is probably one of Tilke's best. And first sector, I'm sure, Max, you had a really good battle with in 2017 with Daniel, where that first sector just allows you to just switch back, a bit like what you're talking about with Istanbul.
It's a very good track, yeah. Honestly, it's one of my favorite tracks. It's a shame it's not on the calendar anymore. The only corner they made a mistake with that last corner that they... made it off camber. That's a shame. But the rest of the track, yeah, amazing. Really, really good to race on.
How do you mean the final corner? So
they changed it. Like they made it off camber because of there was always water staying on the inside. But it's really not nice to drive now when there's a corner that much off camber. Like you're just sliding and oversteering all the time. So they could have done it better, I think. But that's the only negative. The rest of the track is amazing.
When the drain covers, I guess, are sealed down as well. That's obviously a good thing to have. But yeah, no, I'm completely the same. Yeah, Sepang's such an iconic track. And especially, like, it's the penultimate corner as well, how difficult that is to get the turn in right for that corner. Yeah, and the braking as well. I mean, not that I've driven there, but I'm using my F1 game experiences.
It's difficult, yeah, to find where you have to hook the apex and where you turn in, yeah. But, you know, all that makes it quite interesting. And for racing, it's good because you can go a bit more narrow, you can go more to the outside, and yeah, it's good.
Alex, have you driven around there ever before? Or
I did GP3 around there.
Okay. How did you find it?
Yeah. 2016.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Good. Really cool circuit. I really enjoyed it as well. It was hot. Like, I remember for us, we don't have the power steering.
Yeah.
And I remember just turning, you know, like turn 6 and 7. No, you're just like...
you do that again?
I'm sorry, Alex. I think that's going to be memed.
That's getting clicked, yeah.
All right, Alex, let's go to your circuit so, now. Come on, big pressure.
I was initially thinking of Macau.
Okay.
But I thought in an F1 car, we might need to like run some special skinny tires or something. So then I thought,
I'll put the hospital bed already next to the barrier.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking, what if we did something like weird, like not kill?
I've never driven anyway.
What's the track where I think it's Cadwell where the motorbikes
launch. Oh, yes.
Yeah, Cadwell. Yeah.
Cadwell. But I would just say not kill just for the sake of it because it's like a 30-second lap.
I don't know.
And there's a chicane and you literally fly. Like,
wow. So you've both picked tracks with jumps in it, basically.
Yeah. We could literally like just launch.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be cool. Or we could do something really weird, like we do like a supercross. Like
a bit of off road, you mean?
Yeah, like we have like a little dirt patch that we just drive around on.
I don't know what other kind of track in the world. I don't.
But yeah, I'm happy with my selection. Not sure.
Maybe
Surface Paradise. That's a really good
one. Like Kialami or something.
Yeah, Surface Paradise.
Go back to South Africa.
Oh yeah.
So Nordschleife and Knock Hill. What a selection of tracks we've got from you guys.
Yeah, man.
You did not disappoint.
It's quite a big difference in length as well.
I know.
Oh, so good. So actually, Alex, you mentioned it's a 30-second lap and it's quite short, which brings us on to a question from us, which is how do you see Bahrain Outer being as a racing spectacle? Because obviously quite a short lap. Do you think that's going to be a bit of chaos?
I think we've had a couple of sim guys do the circuit already, like already drive it. I mean, it's all right. It's different, which I think is fun, but...
No, I just think it's bad. I think it's not a track, but anyway, yeah.
I think we could have done better.
Just make it an oval then. Yeah, if you want to achieve something like that, just make it a proper oval then. Then, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the track has very rough tarmac, so there's very low grip. And that track, of course, gives us a lot of straights, so we have to run with very low downforce. I mean, it's not going to be enjoyable, it's going to be a drift fest. Yeah. I might just get some points for drifting then.
We're going to do the race. Yeah. We're just going to do the real track.
Out of turn one, turn two.
Can you see it being quite processional then? Because I think a lot of people are kind of hoping it might be this crazy slipstreaming race, like you said, almost like an oval. But I guess the middle sector
Do you want that? Mm. It's just a fake. I think fake show.
People forget about DRS trains as well. Like when a DRS train starts, that's it. Like the overtaking stops. So it will be good. It's not fun if you're defending every lap from the car behind. But I don't think it will be. I think it's just different. So I don't care for it. Just
so do you still see Mercedes being the quickest, even though it's basically an over?
Right, it's a power track. So yeah. It's like Monza and Spa in a certain aspect. You know, it's just. The one with the most power will of course have an advantage. So the more straights you put in, then yeah, it will be more of a struggle. But anyway, it's not about that. I mean, it's easy to say, yeah, Max is not liking because it's, you know, better for people with more power. But I think it's just not a track, right? It's not a track.
Okay, interesting.
Just some silly corners.
Do you want to go to the go-karting track instead?
I think that would be better than what we are driving, yeah.
I love how back you two have literally just killed all hype for the Bahrain Outer in one fell swoop.
I didn't choose to drive that track, did I?
I don't think it will be bad for the fans.
It's like doing Monza without chicanes.
That's quite fun. That sounds great. Come on.
So Bahrain Outer is going to be rubbish. Interesting. Another question is, do you like the mixture of new venues we've had this year as a general racing spectacle?
It's been crazy, right? I mean, Mugello was lovely with a few shunts.
Yeah.
Good restart and stuff. Even though I didn't do many meters, but...
Where do you reckon, Max, if you'd had full power, you would have got into turn one? Because you look like you got a pretty decent launch.
First?
Yeah.
I would have gone around the outside of Valtteri. No, he had a better start than Lewis. And Lewis had, I would have had Lewis for sure. But then you get into the draft and we were running quite a bit of downforce. So I would have definitely been next to him into turn one. And then it's just who has the biggest balls into turn one. So
I feel like Mugello, everyone was not slating it, but saying that it would be impossible to overtake. And then in reality, it wasn't actually that bad. What do you think the reasons are behind that? And do you think the track makes the biggest difference when it comes to overtaking, or is it just the cars nowadays?
So basically, I think truthfully, even us, we thought it wouldn't be that good for overtaking. But then from FP1, you realize what we need is we need clean air. We need the chance to have clean air. So I'd say a really good example of how not to do a corner would be Barcelona chicane, because
we love that.
It's like one line and there's nothing you can do to avoid it. So if you watch like most overtakes, it sets up a couple corners before and you do different lines, and that's what Mugello let us do.
Also, I think in Mugello, the last two long corners, so the right-hander, and there were camera, but you had a lot of understeer. Like the tires would just give up and you would be understeering. Yeah. So even the guy ahead would not get a lot more out of it, even if you got it wider. So
that's true.
But yeah, the cambered corners and the different lines, like I think Alex said, that helps a lot.
Because people think like high-speed stuff, you lose a lot of downforce, which is true, but you lose so much downforce in low speed as well following another car. So it doesn't really matter how they do it. If you can allow the opportunity for different things, that's where the fun starts.
Unless you get shunted out of the race and
unless you get shunted out of the race.
Then you can't do much.
There's not many lines you can do there, to be honest.
This is one of my favorite topics that we always mention on this podcast about Friday practice. How do you think the lack of
Saturday, Sunday,
how do you think that's going to affect Imola? Do you like the fact that you're going into it with a bit less setup time? Or because obviously it's great for us, the fans, but is it annoying for you as the drivers?
No, I quite like it. I mean, we kind of artificially did it in Nürburgring. And it just means that, you just got to be on it quicker. And it doesn't mean anything to, let's say, most people, I don't think. Just for us, it just means you get to leave a day later.
Wow. We'll have to wait and see.
But oh, yeah, So basically, in the end, I mean, I liked it. I think it's just a different challenge. And I think, I'm guessing, truthfully speaking, on a very commercial sense, they won't want to do it because they make money off of Friday for viewership or whatever. But if we ever do still need to keep doing these double weekends, like Silverstone, Bahrain, and Red Bull Ring, why do a double three-day event? That's painful. So anyway.
And what about you, Max? Do you see Imola being much of the same?
Yeah, no, I think, I mean, it's the same for everyone at the end of the day, of course... Sometimes I think it's a bit better than others. Let's say if you struggle with the setup a lot and if your only practice session, then it's going to be a bit harder for qualifying. But if you nail it or you're quite close to it in the first or like in that session, then it's not a bad thing. And you can just go into qualifying. So I think it's more about the preparation you do before you get there, like on the simulator and stuff. If you have to be really on it to try and set up the car.
Good stuff. All right. So a question that kind of leads on from that is general preparation leading up to a Grand Prix. Obviously, it's been quite different this year. especially with the fact that there's less physical media presence on site. How have you found all of that? Because obviously that usually takes up a lot of your time. I know it's done remotely now, but have you felt it's been less, more of a strain?
Well, Red Bull,
it's amazing.
Red Bull always find ways to keep us busy. Like, there's no denying, there's definitely not less.
They're definitely world champion in that.
Yeah. They keep us on our toes. So it's different. Honestly, personally speaking, I prefer it because Zoom calls and things like that, they're so much more one-on-one and it feels like you're having a chat rather than the mics in your face. And you know, what tends to happen is they only have the opportunity to ask one question. So it's always going to be a proper one, let's say. Whereas at least on the Zoom call, they can massage you a bit, get you ready, get you settled in.
Like literally give you a massage.
Literally.
Okay, so still very busy then. Max, have you found it quite similar to that? Or?
Yeah, I like it. The less talking normally, the better. But no, it's better. I like it on the laptop. It's more easygoing, I find. If, of course, the Wi-Fi is good. Don't forget that. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's all right. Of course, I hope that soon everything will be back to normal, of course, because at the end of the day, you want to see a lot of people, you want to see a lot of fans around. They really create the atmosphere, you know, but for the time being, I'm also enjoying this a little bit, you know.
Right, let's dive into some fan questions very quickly. Iona_04R says, if there were to be an F1 band made up of 5 drivers, who are you picking and why?
I think Alex is the lead singer.
Tom needs it because he's got the guitar in the background. You're the vocalist because you've got the microphone.
I love how we're in this band.
We basically started a band. There's 4 of us already, so.
We didn't. Yeah, okay. Let's say pure drivers.
So you are definitely the singer. I think you're really good in that. You have the voice of an angel.
Oh, I do a good Angels by Robbie Williams.
Lando is on the drums.
No, but you need to use Sebastian because he actually does play the drums, doesn't he? He actually has some skill in it. I've seen him go on stage and.
Does he?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Okay.
You have to get Lewis because Lewis is literally. I mean, he's a musician in some respects. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm definitely not involved because I have absolutely no talent.
Lewis could be like the, you know the. Oh God, I sound so old. What's that band called? The Migos?
I don't know, mate. What you're talking
about? You know the one that.
So
they got. There's like 3 of them, and they're super out there.
Super out there.
The Migos. Yes, I was right. I was right. And they all their songs are like ad lib, like they'll just like speak in the background, like oh. That would be Lewis.
Okay.
No. And then we'll have I'll be the main vocalist. I'll step it up.
Lando,
you'll take
Lando
the limelight.
I'll take the limelight. Lando could be one of them like background singers. That's just, like, doing this, doing the clicks and the dabs,
handing out some milk.
Why didn't it just be an a cappella group though?
Mate. Wow. And then I'm not part of that. I'll be as far away as possible from that kind of stuff.
You could be our manager.
Yeah, I'll be the financial manager.
Yeah.
95% to the financial manager and 5% to the group.
That's right. we'll have Seb on the drums. And then I reckon Carlos could have like the Spanish guitar. You know, just like...
What is a Spanish guitar?
Spanish guitar.
You know, like classical... classical Spanish, you know?
Flamenco.
There you go.
Amazing. Okay, another question. That was brilliant. Thanks, guys. I am Mark Farris says, can you handle both of each other's cuisines? Verstappen with Thai food and Albon with Dutch food. Have you tried?
Dutch food is chips and mayonnaise.
It's actually food special and frikandel special.
Seriously,
it's a good one. Wait, 1 second. Stomp. You got like stompos. Wait, 1 second. It's good, but I mean, don't need to eat it if you don't want to. It's like this kind of stuff. But like,
show them the. I mean, I'm sure it tastes better than
you see this stuff.
Yeah, I can see that. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
What is that?
We like the sausage.
Oh, can someone make that meme, please?
We've got one for each of you now. Brilliant.
Yeah,
it looks okay. It's actually
very nice, especially when it's like cold and like, you know, in the winter time.
Yeah.
It's very lovely.
Right, one final question from us, because I know you guys have to go. Pretty much every single fan has asked, when are you guys and some of the other drivers from the F1 paddock going to play Among Us?
Among Us? I've been playing it recently.
I've been playing it with my Team Redline guys.
Oh, really?
Have you
got it on your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Lando actually texted me yesterday he wanted to play it, but I was occupied, so couldn't. But, we'll play soon.
Yeah.
If there's like a rain-drenched session, we need the F1 drivers among us.
We can play Among Us.
I think it's going to ruin friendships. But
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I even threatened when I was like, they didn't believe me. So I was like, well, if I'm lying, I won't drive tomorrow. Like, I tell you, I won't drive. It wasn't normal thing. I said, if I'm lying, I'm not driving tomorrow. So you know how far it goes. So they trusted me and we won the game.
Were you lying?
No, I wasn't. They really thought it was me, and I swear, mate, it was not me.
What kind of player are you? So Max is a threatener. How do you play it?
I'm just, you know, I won a few games like this. I'm kind of a strategist where if I'm the
killer,
I'll say like, I'll say like, you know, so what normally happens is these two people think it's each other, or you know, that tends to happen, like blah blah blah, accusations go apart. And I'll be like, right, if it's not him, let's just quick vote the other one out next time because it's clear. That's two gone straight away.
Big brain move.
And then I'm like, oh, then I act all surprised, like, oh, it's not them two. Oh, no.
That must be the other guy.
It must be the other guy then. And then I take him out.
And then you just kill one, and then you run to the buzzer. You just say, I just saw the other one kill him. I saw him.
Exactly. Yeah. I have won games where I haven't killed anyone.
Wow. Okay. Nice. Big brain strats. Well, guys, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us today. And obviously, thanks to Esso for making this happen. Best of luck for this weekend. Are you going to give us a good one?
It was very emotional.
I can see you crying, Max, actually. Tears.
Yeah.
Tears of joy.
Guys, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much. And we'll chat to you soon.
See you guys.
Bye. So, guys, that's it. That's the WTF1 podcast. Thank you so much for watching or listening. It's been amazing to have Max and Alex on board. Obviously, big thanks to Esso for allowing this to happen. That was a very quick sort of 25 minutes or whatever it is. Tommy, how did you find that whole thing?
It was fun. Yeah, a little bit chaotic, but very good laugh. And it was nice to hear what they thought about all the circuits. They definitely went a bit out there with their picks.
Yeah, the Nordschleife and Knockhill.
Is it Knockhill or Cadwell?
I think he wanted Knockhill.
Knockhill was it?
As the final pick, but yeah, right. Just kind of throwing out very different tracks. As soon as Max said Nordschleife, I was like, we're going down that route. But no, it was good stuff either way. But yeah, thanks so much everybody for watching or listening. Make sure to use the hashtag WTF1podcast to get involved with questions, future stuff, future ideas for the podcast. And that's pretty much it. Tommy, any final thoughts before we go?
No, I'm good. Let's get out of here.
You're all good. Okay, perfect. The F1 band is going to be happening soon with Tommy and I, apparently, in it.
Yeah.
That's definitely not happening. Right. See you later, guys. Goodbye.
Bye.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.